This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices say they were shocked to find out a draft order indicating the state's highest court plans to hear a lawsuit on abortion rights was leaked to reporters at Wisconsin Watch. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the court has called law enforcement for an investigation. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden will have to do more than just not stumble.
Democrats are running around like, wow, isn't he great if he just manages to make it through an hour and a half? Well, boy, if that's your standard, if that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half-staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As the 4th of July celebrations approach, Ready Wisconsin is urging everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2023, there were 126 ER visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries. A quarter of those injured were children under 18 years of age. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Ready Wisconsin recommends the best way to enjoy the holiday is to watch community fireworks shows run by professionals. If you choose to set off your own, be sure to obey local laws and permitting requirements. Always have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. Never try to relight or approach a failed firework. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors and provide a distraction. Fireworks are also stressful for our veterans. It's considerate to let your neighbors know if you're setting off fireworks. Young people interested in airplanes have an opportunity to build one next month at McMillan Library. Youth ages 10 to 12 can join this free aerodynamics mini-session with Wood County 4-H. Registration is required, and the four sessions take place July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st from 1:30 to 3 p.m. The students will build a small balsa glider and a large foam glider as they learn about aerodynamics. Space is limited and age restrictions apply, as they will be using sharp blades and hot glue guns. You can register at mcmillanlibrary.org. The new Edge VR Arcade in Wisconsin Rapids will have their ribbon cutting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Their grand opening is Saturday at 10 a.m. Please note this is different from their original posted time for the grand opening. Edge VR Arcade is located at 3540 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters kick off a four-game series against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders today. The first game is at Witterfield tonight with first pitch at 6:35. It's also Bark in the Park tonight. The Southwood County Humane Society will have two donation stations, one near the Witter Park main gate and one inside the park. Bring a donation and help out our Humane Society. Friday and Saturday's games will take place in Fond du Lac with first pitch at 6:35 both days. The series against the Dock Spiders wraps up on Sunday at Witter Field, beginning at 1:05. Currently, the Rafters are 13-16 for the season. There's a volunteer meeting tonight for people helping with Midwest Fest in Nakusa. You can meet at Riverside Park at 5:30 tonight to go over what you'll be helping with during the summer civic picnic. If you didn't sign up yet, you can still stop down at Riverside Park and see how you can help. The Ameta Center will have an open house next month. Mid-State Technical College is celebrating the grand opening of its Wayne H. Bushman Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering Technology, and Apprenticeship, or Ameta Center. This is for prospective students, community members, and education and business partners. Open houses will be held Wednesday, July 24th from 1 to 7 and Thursday, July 25th from 9 to 1. The Ameta Center is located at 5000 Coy Drive in Stevens Point. You can play mini golf and help out our veterans next week. White Sands Mini Golf has nonprofit Mondays all summer. On July 1st, $1 from every purchased game of golf will go to VFW Post 2534. The mini golf is right across from White Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha, offering 18-hole mini golf, an arcade, ice cream, snacks, and more. If the weather isn't cooperating on Monday, they'll have a makeup date of July 4th to help out our veterans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8 plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it, 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I'll definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aside from Game 7s being some of the most exciting events in sports, you can always count on one of them to boost ratings. Deadline.com reports that Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals brought historic numbers as the Florida Panthers won their first NHL title, knocking off the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in a thriller. 16.3 million viewers tuned in North America alone for the most watched NHL game in 20 years. Almost makes me wish I liked hockey. Fans of Eddie Murphy, or Donkeys, will have a new Shrek film to see. Murphy recently revealed that the fan favorite Donkey will have his own spinoff, which will be the fifth film in the crazy successful Shrek franchise. While promoting a new installment of his other highly successful franchise, Beverly Hills Cop, Murphy told Collider that he's already finished recording his voice work for Act 1 and that Shrek 5 should be released sometime in 2025. Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley F drops July 3rd on Netflix. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them." How do you not love those guys? Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.